The program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Here it is Thursday. The week is going by. And we're very glad, however, that you're following us. And we're considering a very interesting question this week that we have before us. Did Christ come to set up a kingdom? And if so, did he succeed or fail? So far, we have noted scriptures that indicated why Christ came into the world. For example, Christ said, "The Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost." And various scriptures have indicated a spiritual reason as to why Christ came into the world, involving sin and salvation. Yesterday, we examined some scriptures that talked about a kingdom, however. We know the angel in Luke chapter 1 there said to Mary that this one that would be born to her, the Son of the Highest, would be given the throne of his father David, and he would reign forever upon this throne. We examined some Old Testament scriptures along that line, and we noticed how God promised David that of his seed they would be established forever upon the throne in the kingship. Well, we found that David's kingship has long ago ceased, and we wondered what all was involved in this. How was this prophecy fulfilled? In some way, it's fulfilled in Jesus. Was it political or in some other way? We know with the birth of Jesus, the wise men came, and they asked the question there in Matthew 2:2. He says, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" When John the Baptist began his ministry years later, he was preaching out there, and he said in Matthew 3:2, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." There was a kingdom at hand around the corner. When John the Baptist was put into prison, Jesus took up the same message there in Matthew 4:17, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Then in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5-7, we have Jesus teaching about the righteousness of the kingdom and saying that their righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, or they could not be in the kingdom. In the 13th chapter of Matthew, we have the parables of the kingdom, and they all involve spiritual things in reference to the kingdom. And in Matthew chapter 16, this is rather interesting, we have a great confession made in this chapter. Jesus was with his disciples in the northern part of Palestine in the area of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked questions about his identity, and Peter finally made that great confession, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And that's when Jesus said that upon this rock I will build my church, he says, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Of course, the rock was that bedrock confession of truth that he was the Son of God. And then he said in verse 19 to Peter, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." All right, he is going to establish his church, he says, and he said to Peter, "I will give you the keys to the kingdom." It seems here the church and the kingdom are used interchangeably, referring to the one and the same thing. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 3, the Lord said this, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall in no case or shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." All right, here a conversion is necessary for a person to enter the kingdom. They must become as a little child. So it must be something spiritual, as it sounds this way here. Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:5 that a person had to be born of the water and of the Spirit to get in the kingdom. A spiritual birth, not a physical birth, to be in this kingdom. So he's talking about something spiritual. In Mark chapter 9, verse 1, the Lord made this declaration. He said, "Some of them standing there would not taste death until they saw the kingdom come with power." I know when the Lord was before Pilate questioned him there in John 18, verse 33, and then verse 36. He says, "Are you a king? Are you the king of Israel or king of the Jews?" And the Lord went on finally to say in verse 36, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it was," he said, "my disciples would fight." All right, the Lord seemingly is going to have a kingdom, and it's not going to be an earthly kingdom. And he said to Peter he would give him the keys of the kingdom, and they must be born again to get into the kingdom. He's talking about something spiritual, and it points to the church. We will look more in detail about this tomorrow, about Christ and the kingdom. And I thank you for listening today.